Well, if you are a regular listener to The Morning Blend, you hear the uplifting music of talented singer-songwriter Sarah Kroeger. But not only is Sarah a faith-filled artist, she is also a worship leader. And if you live in the area, you now have an opportunity to see Sarah in person. She will be leading a parish Advent mission this Thursday, December 1st, at St. Pius X Catholic Church in Portland on Northwest Salzman Road. But this morning, we are grateful to have Sarah join us by phone. Sarah, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be with you guys.
Well, it's great to have you out in Portland. Have you been to the Rose City before?
I have. It's been a couple of years now, but I'm really excited to go back. Everyone keeps asking me, where are you most excited to go on tour? And I keep saying Portland, so no pressure.
Yeah, there you go. That's wonderful. Well, we do play your music on Mater Dei Radio, which we really enjoy. It's always great to have you on the air with us and to talk to you now. So where are you now?
I am in Nashville, Tennessee currently, but we're gearing up to get on the road soon. So, yep.
Excellent. So now, did you grow up in Nashville or did you move there? I know it's obviously a wonderful place for music.
Yeah, it really is. No, we moved here about 5 years ago now. We grew up in Florida. Both my husband and I met in church back in the day and when we were teens and, moved our way up to Nashville, Tennessee just a few years ago. Yeah.
That's exciting. So let me take you back to young Sarah and tell me, how did you get started in music? What was the process?
Yeah, well, my parents were both involved in music ministry from before when I was born, honestly. So we grew up in a very musical household, always forced, volunteered into yes. children's choir and singing at church and all those things. And so always had a love for music, but it wasn't until really I was a teenager, I went to a youth conference and there was a worship leader there by the name of Matt Maher, who was leading worship. Maybe you're familiar with his music.
Yeah.
He was leading the worship and it was kind of the first time that I ever had encountered contemporary worship in that way. And it kind of just gave a new language for my relationship with God. And it became the way that I prayed. It became the way that I communicated with him. And so it kind of just took off from there, started volunteering at church and singing at mass and willingly, not forced to do it this time. And it just kind of grew from there over the years, just through different opportunities and meeting different worship leaders, the different doors have opened. And now I get to do it full time, which is really exciting. And I love what I do. It's truly a gift.
That's wonderful. Definitely. I think about my daughter and when she was young, being in her bedroom and she had like a little karaoke machine. And so she would sing to the karaoke machine and she learned how to play guitar. I mean, was that kind of like, were you in your bedroom? Were you playing music?
Yes. Well, it's so funny because when I was younger, I was terrified of singing in front of people, but I loved to do it like in the privacy of my own backyard. So I would go on my like playground playset in the backyard and pretend like I was performing with the Dixie Chicks or something, like screaming through my headphones. But I was bullied a lot in elementary school. And so I was really scared to share my voice in front of other people. It was just something that I didn't want to be torn down, you know? And so I hid it for many, many years. And it really was after that youth conference and kind of the witness of other people that I was just encouraged and challenged to realize that it was a gift, you know, and that I had let fear get in the way of allowing God to use it as a gift. And so that was kind of my journey with that. Yeah.
Right. We're speaking with Sarah Kroeger. She will be leading a parish mission at St. Pius X Catholic Church in Portland this Thursday, December 1st, 7 p.m. And by the way, we have information posted on Mater Dei Radio's community calendar. If you want to learn about the information and how to go, just go to the community calendar and all the information is right there. So how did then your faith really, you know, get into you and to make that your journey with your music?
Yeah, I mean, I was always raised in the church, like I said, and it really was that encounter moment for me when I was a teen at that youth conference that I was talking about earlier that kind of changed everything for me. Before that period, I really went to church as an obligation. I just went because it's what my parents told me to do, and it was kind of like check off the box, go to mass on Sunday. But really, at that youth conference, it changed to me realizing Jesus is real. He was a real person who wants an actual relationship with me. And really that changed everything. It made it so that like every decision that I was making in my life, everything, he cared about everything. And in that relationship, you know, as that relationship grew, it just kind of made sense that I would use my gifts to point back to Jesus, to point people back to him and do the same thing that I had received when I was a teen, you know, like just showing people what worship can really be like and using it as a prayer experience through music. And so I've always felt called to kind of be a music missionary of sorts. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I feel like the Lord has called me to and opened the doors for me to be able to do. So we do travel and we do concerts and we do missions and all the things, but it, to me, it really is being a missionary of sorts, if that makes sense.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Were you writing music before this inspiration, or did you find that you really started to write once you kind of turned the corner with your faith?
Yeah, I always had melodies in my head, like constantly. Even as a kid, I would just like kind of hum all the time. My parents used to tell me that it would drive them crazy a little bit, but I always had melodies in my head. And I was convinced for the longest time that I wasn't a songwriter because I wasn't prolific when it came to lyrics. And then I was introduced to co-writing after I graduated from college and realized, oh, this is how people do it. You get together with people who are, you know, have other strong suits. My strong suit is melody. Other people's is maybe lyrics mm-hmm. or arrangement. And co-writing really changed it for me. But I always had a desire to write. I just wasn't sure. I didn't have the tools for it until right. I graduated from college and met some other people that were in the industry and were kind enough to kind of take me under their wing.
That's beautiful. So let me ask you, as far as your Advent parish mission coming up at St. Pius X Catholic Church, people in attendance, what will they see?
Oh, man, it's going to be a beautiful night. My team and I have been preparing for this night and praying for this night for months, literally. So my full band is going to be with me. My husband, Dom Qualia, is going to be giving a reflection, Advent reflection message in the middle of it. It'll be a concert, it'll be prayer, it'll be reflection time. It's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of fun for the whole family. So everyone, all ages, is welcome to come.
It's beautiful. And certainly you'll get a chance then to play your music. We'll get to hear some Sarah Kroeger.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm excited.
So what is happening musically now? Any new albums coming out? What are you doing musically?
Yes, actually, this past May, my band and I went to England. We did our first London and UK surrounding area tour. So first European tour, and then we ended with a recording just outside of London. We recorded 7 songs. So the London Sessions EP will be dropping in the new year, which I'm very excited about.
Nice.
So people can be on the lookout for that. And then I'm also writing currently for a new album right now. So that will come out next year at some point as well.
Oh, fantastic. So what is the best way if people want to get a hold of your music? Is there a way you can lead them?
Yeah, the best way to listen is on digital streaming platforms, if you're familiar with that. So Spotify, Amazon, Apple, all of those places have all of my music. You just look up Sarah Kroeger, but you can also order physical CDs off of my website if you are a physical CD person, which I happen to be,
nice.
Still be. So if you roll that way, you can go to sarahkroeger.com and you can order all of my CDs from there.
Well, vinyl's even making a comeback.
I know. I do not have any vinyl, sadly, yet, but I know. It's exciting.
You know, you mentioned Matt Marr earlier, and obviously a prolific singer-songwriter in the faith. Have you ever had a chance to perform with Matt?
I have, yes, throughout the years. He's really become a dear friend as we moved to Nashville. Him and his family have become a friend to us. We go to the same church here and sometimes lead worship even on Sundays. So he's a dear friend of mine, and we have gotten to perform together quite a bit, and he also has produced a couple of my tracks in the past. So looking forward to continue to working nice. With him in the future. Yeah.
I was just telling my co-host on our Morning Blend show, I was tapping my foot to your song, Standing in Your Light. I was listening to that. It's a great song.
Thank you so much. It's so fun. I love that song so much. Yeah.
So anyway, well, we are talking with Sarah Kroeger. And again, she is going to be in Portland on December 1st, this Thursday, 7 p.m. at St. Pius X Catholic Church in Portland on Northwest Salzman Road. So please, if you get an opportunity to attend that this Thursday, do. Sarah, it sounds like it's going to be a great show.
It really is. Thanks so much for having me, and I'm really excited to be in Portland again.
Well, God bless with all your work, and we'll look forward to some new Sarah Kroeger music.
Thanks so much. God bless.